Opioids are getting more dangerous in McLean County. People are more likely to overdose because the drugs are becoming stronger. That's one of the things that is emerging from the opening of an effort to address the problem in the Twin Cities. Kathy Coverston Anderson is the interim McLean County Health Department director. She says the opening session of a summit involved 60 people and 30 agencies. The stakeholders say they're interested in pursuing the idea of a coalition.
The most important thing right now is that we're all at the table and talking, communicating, and sharing resources and getting a better understanding of what's currently happening in the community, what work is taking place, and what our resources we have or don't have.
What's the scope of the problem?
Well, we had our county coroner, Kathy Davis, said that for 2017, we've had a total of 9 opioid-related deaths. And that's through from January through the first days of August. And there is also the state health department has put out a plan, and it's called the Opioid Crisis in Illinois, Data and the State's Response. There's some McLean County data listed in that report as well.
What does that data show?
Well, a mix. There are certainly areas in the state that are having a much more difficult problem with opioid and trying to respond to it. Through the Heroin Crisis Act, EMS and law enforcement are carrying Narcan or naloxone in some way, shape, or form, and ready to administer it and have been doing that. And in McLean County, there's in the state report, they have tracked so far that we have had with our EMS events, we've with one or more naloxone administrations in 2015, we were ranked at 100 or more. But when you put that in terms of a rate per 10,000, we were at 7.2 to 8.9 per 10,000.
Where does that put us statewide?
Well, the state does a ranking of from none reported to 1 to 9, 10 to 49, 50 to 99, 100 or more in terms of events, not rates, but in terms of events. We were ranked in that highest of 100 or more in 2015.
We're also a big county, though.
But we are a big county, and that you have to take that into a fact.
So
and that's why the state also does rates, because that gives you a truer picture.
What does our rate tell us?
And the rate were of the from none reported up to 9 or more, we are at 7 to 8.
Among counties, then, how is that rate ranking?
That's hard to say. It's not. It doesn't give us a ranking in terms of out of 102 counties where McLean County sits with that. And they use different measures. I mean, there's the EMS rate, there's the number of emergency department visits, hospital visits per county. There's many different criteria that they're looking at. And I think the important point for us is just looking at that this was really bringing concerned stakeholders together to try to begin to determine the impact of opioids on McLean County, as well as the impact on the agencies responding to it, and then beginning to discuss those next steps to address our needs. And that's where, again, this was an informational meeting to help us get together and then move forward from here.
We now have 22 detox beds at Chestnut. Is that enough?
We do have openings. And so the message there is for our residents is that there is hope, that there is treatment available out there. There are services ready to help you. And so that we need to help our residents make use of those resources and helping to direct people to those resources.
Given the number of Narcan applications, given what EMS and the ERs are seeing, given that other data that you just mentioned about rates, can we say in McLean County an estimated number of people with opioid problems?
Well, how we can do that is through something that the CDC has looked at. They have given a way to calculate that for counties. And what they have done, they've concluded that for every opioid overdose death, it can then be concluded that there are 130 individuals who have some form of opioid use disorder. And so for us, with our, if you take our 9 deaths in the county and you multiply that by 130, then our estimate is that there would be over 1,100 individuals with opioid use disorder here in McLean County.
So,
we also have a calculation of for emergency room visits, and that for every death, that can be translated into, there'll be about 35 hospital emergency department visits. And so that would translate from 9 deaths, and with the 30 times the 35 visits, that brings up to 315 emergency department visits in McLean County.
That's a lot. Those are expensive.
Yes, it is. It is. And I think particularly when you know there is treatment out there where we can... We do have resources to assist people.
Kathy Coverston Anderson is the interim director of the McLean County Health Department. Last year, the Illinois Department of Public Health says nearly 2,300 people died of drug-related overdoses in Illinois, a 44% increase from the year before.